This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. I think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, we're all here. Mm-hmm. So there was something I wanted to ask on the main show about Beefcake. And I think we've talked about this, and he's not going to your sister's wedding. Is that right?
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out this calendar thing. Yes.
Are you not allowed to invite him, or you just think it's too soon to invite him to a family wedding?
I think it's too soon. And honestly, like, I like going to events like that with my family kind of on my own. And I think it's just too soon. And I have cousins that are last minute coming, and I haven't seen them in almost 5 years. So I just want to focus on my family and not have to worry about
babysitting some new guy who's,
well, you know, just making sure he's like good and getting along with everybody or whatever.
Nikki, your boyfriend just fell in the punch bowl. Your boyfriend just peed on the dance floor, Nikki.
So
yeah, you don't want that. You don't know.
He sounds
well
mannered so far.
Yeah,
he does sound very well.
So I just don't want. And this is getting really stressful, the whole wedding thing. So it's just easier.
Why? What's so stressful about it? What is your obligation in this whole thing?
Keeping everybody calm, and I'm like, oh fuck.
Because your mom is going through this.
Yeah.
This uterine thing while this is going on. So this is an added layer of stress.
You know, with weddings, it's, I feel like people are losing sight on who it's actually for, and they're making it about them. Like,
yeah,
and it's kind of hard because with COVID, we weren't allowed to see each other. Like, so that's why we haven't seen certain family members for so long, because COVID like killed that opportunity. So, and I knew this is going to happen, that a lot of people would come as a vacation for themselves as well, which is great. But at the same time,
it's a getaway for them.
Yeah, it's a getaway, which we all anticipated. But at the same time, I feel like people are forgetting that it's about these two people and not just a family party. It's about these two people who are paying for it. So,
right.
Yeah.
What are you getting your sister for a present?
I brought her bottle rock. Just kidding.
What about her husband, though?
Oh,
didn't you get those tickets for free?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
So she could have chosen.
I honestly don't know what to get her, because where they currently live is a small studio. So they have no storage. If anything, I'll probably give them money, because they did ask for that because they're trying to save for
a
house.
Money's
or something.
A great gift.
So I don't care.
They're not
like
the
money.
Ones with kids then.
No.
But, you know, so they need a house if they want to have any of that stuff. If studio can you imagine having a baby in a studio apartment?
Yeah. Yeah. They have no storage. Their Christmas stuff is behind the couch. So anytime somebody gets them something, my sister's fiance goes, great. That would look great behind the couch, because they have this huge L-shaped couch kind of near the wall. Up against the wall a little bit.
It can't be up against the wall. It's near the wall, because now there's more and more stuff
pushing
it into.
Yeah, because they have no storage. So
do they both sleep on like on one L of the couch? They've good night, dear. They kiss, and then their feet are just going in opposite directions.
What?
No. Like, well, I guess it's
they
not a studio.
A bed,
it's a one bedroom, I should say, but it's kind of set up as a studio. But yeah, they have a bed.
Well, that's good.
I just read a text message from someone as Bryn was talking about turning a room into a closet at his house.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
A lady said that she moved her bed into the living room and moved her. Well, let me see. Her bed moved into the living room and then the bedroom turned into a closet because she was using what most people would consider like a cupboard. For that, I'm assuming mm-hmm. she's in the city because of the janky spacing right. or whatever.
Yeah,
but she ended up completely resetting up her whole house so she'd have room for her clothes because the bedroom didn't have any kind of closet space for an actual woman's
mm-hmm. wardrobe.
Clothing wardrobe, yeah. Right? That's what I was looking for.
You know, I look at a ton of houses and I often think to myself,
"You don't say."
Yeah. I don't know if that's a
surprise
about me.
That's totally news to me.
I would have never known that.
I have thought to myself, though, like so much room is wasted in, especially like the primary bedroom. I do. You know what I don't need in a primary bedroom? Office space and a couch. And what I need is closets and a nice bathroom. Like that's to me, if I can walk all the way around the bed, mission accomplished. I don't need a huge master bedroom. I would much rather, I think that that's mm-hmm. personally, I feel like that's just a waste of space. I'm like, oh great. More.
That is why I have a second room to myself is because when we got our big bedroom and I'm like, well, great. I'm going to put my amps on my side of the building. And you know, and she's like, I don't want that shit in here.
No, she wants a peaceful refuge.
And I was like, well, so this isn't my room then. Because right. otherwise, I get to put what I want on my side of the room.
Oh, you just had a lot to learn. You've learned, though. You're a good husband.
Well, I have my own room now.
Yeah.
So when people hear me say, oh, I'm in my room watching TV or in my room playing guitar, it sounds very segregated, but that's because it is. And it's because she won't let me participate in our actual bedroom.
But she can have a chair covered with clothes and no doubt an ironing board and all the things that she needs to care for her wardrobe.
Well,
because those
because
are necessities.
I'm cool like that, Sarah.
Winning.
I don't bust people's balls over nothing. That's it's her
really,
room. She can
God,
do what
you're
she
amazing.
Wants.
I know. You astound me every day. But it's totally true. I think that that's it's such a huge waste of, that you're amazing. Yeah. But also that we waste a lot of space in those rooms. I can say, honestly, the only time I ever go into my room is to sleep. And I know some people do watch TV or they, I don't know, throw parties. I don't know what they're doing in this room of theirs. But I truly only sleep in that room. I only ever see it in the dark. It's just not, I feel like I like having, and we have kind of a small master or whatever it's called now, a primary.
Well, I don't think you need to worry about it as much as you are. I think most people still think of it as a master bedroom. It's not, there are no slavery connotations in my opinion about when you're saying, calling it a master bedroom.
Well, honestly, we just, in all the listings, it's totally changed now. So
that right?
Yeah. If it's been brought to light, then I'm going to go with primary
bedroom. Well, our main bedroom is so huge and it's put it this way. She wants to put a TV in there. I don't even know where you'd put it. It's so far from, the walls are so far from the bed.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
that's humongous.
Put a TV like anywhere
a
60, that it wouldn't
TV.
Be like, yeah. The whole room.
Why don't you get one of those gymnasiums? Why don't you move all her workout equipment in there and then you can have a garage again?
You know, Sarah.
Yes, Vinny?
You should definitely marry a woman. And yeah. you two can work all those things out together. I bet it'd go great.
Yeah.
Sounds like
you could build a
great.
Room within the room. And have a little workout room. That'd be great. Oh, let's
yeah.
work on that. Yeah.
No, you definitely should marry a lady. And then the two of you can just battle royale.
Sounds fun.
On every idea that's out there.
No, I'm good with John. He agrees with me on most things. So it works out. I would love if I honestly, my dream is to have a room for John and Gus have his own room. I'll even take a little room because I only go in to sleep. I would go in a little tiny room with a single bed. I'd be perfectly happy. I really, because of our schedules, he comes into bed at 1 o'clock in the morning and then he's got the light on from his phone or whatever he's doing before he goes to sleep. And it's so annoying. And then just it's just that. And then if we go to bed at the same time, now I got to put my earbuds in if I want to listen to my song, my my book before I go to sleep. Like, it's just, it's aggravating.
It's a thing.
I would like my own room.
No doubt. It is
and
a
sometimes
thing.
I'll tell you, though. Turn over. You're snoring. Turn over.
Part of the reason you're that doesn't cause issue for you guys, at least I'm guessing at, because I know from experience, my own experiences, because you guys spend so much of your day together doing projects and working and stuff, it doesn't seem like you're moving farther and farther. Oh, like, you know, me, I'm like, well, I'm going to go surf, bye. And then I come home and I'm going to go watch TV in my room. And then I'm going to sleep in another room too. And there's a point where it'll be like,
you're just some guy who rents a room from her.
Right.
Truly a rent partner.
So it has become, yeah, that's, but it's been part of conversations. No doubt. Absolutely. Right. Where like, okay, so, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah. Okay. Nothing. I just really want my own space.
I just want to
sleep. I'm going to move to that other apartment we've got. I'm going to live over there. It seems like I keep all my stuff there and have all my amps in my room and stuff.
Right.
I'll visit you all the time. You can visit me too. But not that much. Not that much. It's a small place. Ah, fucking couples.
You know what is funny about this whole wedding thing is how, like, you're going on about your yard. My parents are doing that for this rehearsal dinner that's at our house. Yesterday, they were painting the doors because...
Well, they got to look nice. All the family's coming over.
Who gives a fuck?
They give a fuck. Look, they want the house to look fantastic.
I think...
Oh, my God.
Hold on. And what I would also say is it's probably something they've been meaning to do anyway. And so this is the inspiration that we'll get. And they'll have, it's, you know, whatever it is, another week of hell. But then when everything settles, they'll have gotten a bunch of stuff done that they had planned to do anyway. And hopefully, you know, Beefcake or whoever, whatever derelict you drag into the party doesn't get drunk and destroy the place.
Well, it's just funny because my mom's upset because the brick next to the shed where nobody's going to be doesn't match the cement. Shit like that.
Yeah, that sucks, though. She should get a cement guy in there.
It's just dumb shit. And I'm like, oh, my God. Is everybody like this?
John always jokes that the house never looks better than the day you put it on the market, right? So all the things that you put off the whole time, you know, that all gets done so that you can put it on the market. Mm-hmm. And he says, I think you only throw parties to get me to finish projects. And it's true because you know, 4th of July is coming up. We got to get this, this, and this done before the 4th of July because I want the place to be spanked. And I actually do use those things as 100%. They're motivators. Like, this needs to get done. This needs to be washed.
Yeah, Nita's doing that too right now.
Oh, why? What are you throwing?
Well, we have Cameron's birthday coming up on Halloween.
Oh.
So she's like, let's do a party with your whole family. And I'm like, God.
Well, the closet will be all done by then, and she'll be able to show that off.
Like
12 days from now, though. I don't know if I can get my backyard ready for that.
Oh, get some bags of mulch. You'll be fine.
I just realized what her technique is, though, because you just gave it away. Falling for it.
Yeah.
Fall for it. This is how you get stuff done.
We'll do things
good. The thing that's funny is if your parents don't have a fucking cow for your wedding, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
No, I firmly said, I don't want any of this. Don't want it. Nope. Don't want to deal with any of this.
Secretly, they're like, phew. God, she's a middle kid. I didn't even know she lived here.
My mom was like, I'll do the same thing for you when it's your turn. I'm like, nope. I don't want it. Oh, God.
You know, that's the thing. And it's the truth. Vinny has said this a million times. She said, I just want to have a party with my friends where I dance. And then you get your fucking hem caught in this machine.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you're having the fantasy princess wedding because that's what everyone does. They only get you 1 to 3 times in your life through this wedding process.
There's a weird pressure that girls fall for, and I don't know why it is, but even the firmest decision, like, you really have to elope if you're hoping to keep out of that crap.
Yep.
Because otherwise, once you're in, you're in. You just said, your hem gets caught. Whatever it is, it seems to be
you just
get unavoidable.
Sucked into the wedding wood chipper.
I know, that's what I'm scared of.
Yeah. Well, look, if you really feel that way, you know, the problem is, people get all hurt.
Yes. It's feelings.
And I wanted to share that moment with you. It's really not about you, and we didn't have the money for it. And also, you know, fine, give me the money you were going to spend on my wedding, and I'll buy a house with it.
Yeah.
Like, it's that much money sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
incredible. Hey, speaking of weddings.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bryn.
Exactly. Brunch,
Brand. Don't do that. I was just talking about Cameron's birthday. I'm busy over here. Figure out this closet thing.
I'm busy over here.
You know, I was
here.
Thinking about the weddings and how you add on to it, like the options. Like buying a car.
Yes.
Sometimes you're like, I just want to buy the base model. And they go, don't you want the power windows?
Well,
and
I guess
navigation
I do want.
I'm sure and
that
the
sounds
sunroof.
Good. Oh, that's you know, nice.
Right?
Oh.
And all that.
Mag
like,
wheels.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah, so it's just one of those things when you're there in the dealership and checking those boxes.
So what's the dealio? You guys got a date picked at least?
No, I told you. Before COVID, we were working on that, and then COVID hit. And look, it's like, what's the pressure? Like, I mean, I hate to say it, but it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't make anything different except for the fact that we had a wedding. I mean, we're going to still live together and still have a family and the same stuff. So if she wants and when she wants and when she's ready, I'll do it. I'll do it. So we're going.
Are you guys both on the title of your house?
Yeah, we are. And I don't know if I told you guys this, but I actually had booked a spot before COVID. I booked it was like a big banquet area. Oh. And she didn't like it. She showed up and goes, I don't know. What about this other spot?
What?
And we went and we tested a bunch of different restaurants and ate at different places to test the food.
Oh,
and
you guys did stuff.
We did all the stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you. And I actually booked a spot that I'm like, it was in Mowbray. It was a nice spot, you know, and I kind of estimated the amount of people and got the tables and the table of 10. And she was just like, yeah.
That's not the place.
Yeah. And so, look, this is what I said. All right, you choose. Your choice. You tell me whatever, and I'll let you know if I like it or not. And honestly, I'm going to say yes. I don't
She likes it. Happy wife,
right.
Happy life.
Happy
right.
wife, happy life. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where I stand. I'm not unwilling to talk about it. I just don't have any answer for it. Hmm. And I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to go to your wedding.
Oh, I can.
Am I invited?
I can wait too, Bryn.
You got it, Vin.
Sarah, can
no
I
offense
invited?
To you,
of
but
course
I can
you're
wait.
Invited. You guys are both invited, and no pressure to come when and if it ever happens.
Oh, I'm going.
Oh yeah, I
and
can't
I'm gonna
wait.
Send it out, and you better have a good registry because I'm gonna splash out on you.
All right, do it.
It's gonna be a bunch of air fryers, top of the line air
I'm
fryers.
Need five air fryers.
I only need one. I got it already. Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
All right. So let me look at. I was out there figuring
you
out.
Promised
where my,
we were going to do
for
the people.
Go.
We'd do some bad advice.
We'll
so
do
let's,
some.
Let's knock
do
one
it.
Out.
Do it.
And now we have like 5 minutes left.
But I'm serious. Oh, we only have 5 minutes left? No, we have more than that, don't we?
It's like seven.
This the title of this one is sticky boob story.
Oh, those are fun. Thank you for reminding me. I have to buy a pair.
Oh.
As I grab mine, I'm like making sure I'm not wearing
one. Do you have
one.
A sticky boob on right now?
No, I'm wearing a bralette.
Oh. Yeah. Aren't your boobs a little big for a bralette?
No. This is a extra large. Well, okay, yes,
What's
they
a
are.
Bralette?
It's like a pull-on bra kind of thing.
Yeah, it's it feels so nice.
Lighter and lacier.
Without the underwire?
No underwire.
Yes, it feels so nice. And then you can take the pads out. So, yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I'm not wearing any pads. Oh, and there goes my iPad.
No battery.
And that's the end. I heard the boo, boo, boo.
Yeah.
I don't know why my iPad doesn't hold a battery charge anymore, even when I have it plugged in.
Well, that's their plan.
Yeah, it is.
Got to get a new one.
Christmas.
Or when.
All right, go on.
Long time no listen. I am finally catching up on the backlog of secret shows after a long, dark COVID hibernation. Your voices make me feel like I'm back home, though we have moved to Seattle. Yes, another listener in Seattle.
All right.
I'm listening to Sarah complain. How dare you? I'm listening to Sarah complain
about the
sticky boobs. And it reminded me of my own story. Years ago when we got married, my husband and I went to Taiwan for some fancy engagement / wedding photos.
Oh, Taiwan.
If you aren't familiar with the tradition, it's where couples go to these photography businesses that get them dressed up in fancy outfits, do hair and makeup, and take glamour shots. Are you familiar
my
with
God.
This?
Coco, I absolutely there am, you yeah. go. There's another many thousands of dollars got spent on those photos?
I know. Trip to Taiwan so you could go to these various glamour houses. That's so
weird.
Yeah,
they have them in Vietnam, too.
Oh, it's a thing. Mm-hmm. Huh. Like an Asian culture thing?
Yeah, I'm sure they have it in America, too. It's like background. They have sets. It's kind of like a set, and you just go from one scene to the next.
Well, it
and
sounds like the Sears photo.
Yeah, exactly. Store. But they'll dress you up too. They have all these dresses and suits and stuff like that. Goodness. It's hilarious.
That's kind of fun, though.
Hilarious.
Like, if you ever got your old fashioned picture taken, like you go to Disney World or someplace and they dress you up in all this old, like, Calamity Jane type of stuff with old timey rifles and props, and they sit you in a set and the guy's got a big, handlebar mustache going, and I love those.
That's 10 minutes of your day in Disneyland. This is a whole trip
to
the
Taiwan.
Other side of the world,
right?
For photos, yuck.
Yeah. So anyway, they went there for these fancy engagement wedding photos. As preparation, they sent an email of what to expect and what to bring. My husband read it out loud to me as it explained I needed a nude bra. Cool.
Oh,
I've got some. I have some of those. Uh-huh. No problem. Turns out when we got there, they actually specified a new bra, NU bra, which is the OG silicone chicken cutlet booby thingies.
Oh, the ones that we got?
I think so. I don't know. He's going to look it up now.
Okay.
Looking it up. Let's see.
New bra.
I have a picture. Let me
is this one of the stick-on things?
It does look like it. Here, one
stick
sec.
And click.
You see this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's, that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. That's what
I
wore.
We got ours at Target, and it's like aren't they called sticky boobs?
There's different brands, but yeah, essentially.
What's the one we got?
I forgot.
I wound up getting from Target.
I forgot, but it's that. It's basically
Her cleavage looks great right there.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
If you can set it right, it will look great. I didn't set it right the first time. But then I redid it, and I was like, oh, that looks nice.
Look at that. Yeah. That might be what I got. Are you looking on Target?
I am on Target right now looking at the strapless bras. These are sticky bras.
So anyway, she was supposed to get this new bra, the OG silicone chicken cutlet booby thingies. We had to go to a department store and have him ask the lady all about what size and how it fits and blah, 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 because I don't speak Chinese. That sucker cost us $100, but it was good. way better than what Sarah was describing. If you think the idea has promise, I highly recommend getting the real deal and not a cheaper knockoff. So she's saying new bra is the way to go.
Why is it better?
It does not hurt when you peel or something.
It's gonna hurt. That sticky stuff is no joke.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it works though.
Yeah.
Right?
It peeled off my nail polish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I had
as long as your nipple didn't come off, I
guess.
Yeah,
that was
good. Right.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it might have gotten that random wiry hair you're always mad about, right?
Yeah, it's like a waxing thing.
The wrestling match I had with that thing, getting it out of the cup thing that it's in, one of those like
the plastic part
things.
Was and the hardest
came out
part.
And it fell face down, and now it's got cat hair on it and paper, and I'm just Limples. Like, Jesus, I'm in the wrong place. I should have done this in the clean room.
I tried
you
it
know,
on
Sarah.
Works
sometimes
for my tits.
I wonder if girl stuff might just not be for you.
You think? After all these years, I should just give it up. So she says, I highly recommend the real deal and not a cheaper knockoff. I've worn mine a number of times and it is comfortable, easy to put on and take off, and easy to clean. It isn't that sticky either, just enough to stay put, but not so much that it knocks over computers or rips pieces of paper, which is what happened with mine. I just remember it being a shit show trying to get that thing. And then once I had it out, I'm like, oh no.
Felt like it was like glass or something. You didn't want to break it.
Well, yeah. You certainly don't want it touching anything. Mm-hmm. Peel the paint off the walls. Oh, yeah. While doing outfit changes between photo shoots, the lady at the photography studio matter-of-factly took off the new bra, adjusted my boobs, and put it back on in the correct spot. Imagine that being your job.
Nice. I could do that for a living.
It is. I'll tell you something. The very few times that I've actually gone to somebody who's like really professionally going to dress you, they're so clinical about it. Like it just, there's no nothing. They move this here and they pull that. They don't ask and they're just, they adjust and they pull and they twist and they... you know, tuck in, and you're just like, well, I feel like a mannequin. This is great. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to let go and let this girl. So
you feel like screaming HR at any moment.
I mean, her HR, who do I talk to? Who's HR? Do I call my HR department? Well, I was at Macy's and they were manhandling my breasts.
Jesus.
I knew what she was doing, though, and that's, you know. Glad to have you crowd back in my life as I binge listen to Secret Show Podcast, OFOC, Megan.
Fun.
I know.
So, hey, Megan.
Thanks for writing, Megan, and glad to hear that your boobs are nicely nestled into your new bra. I'll check out the new bra.
And send us some pictures of your glamour shots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me see the glamour shots.
Oh, you thought I was being a perv?
Yes,
oh,
I did. Yeah.
No, look at the girls. They automatically assume
that's
you're
because
a
because deep down you changed mid-sentence there.
No, I did not. First
no,
of all,
didn't.
I will admit to say that I'm always down to look at tits. But no, I was trying to ask them.
No, I
their
think
wedding pictures.
You were like going down that row. That's what I thought.
You thought. You both thought. See,
but then
knows.
When you saw us think it, you went, oh, I better change yours. It's mystery.
Oh,
well,
I'm that
you
quick,
guys
huh?
are. You know who the pigs are? You two.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Ridiculous.
Keep dreaming about us being freaking the pigs. Pig. That's what guys want. Guys want girls to be pigs, and we keep disappointing them.
We were talking about the wedding photos. And I was saying that, I can't believe that, whatever. Get out of here.
You get out of here. I'm getting out of here right now. The end.
That's Vinny's line.
Oh.
No, we're good. I was like, bye, everybody.